模拟演练
六，第一节，听句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画，每个句子听两遍。
Number one, the man with glasses is my father.
The man with glasses is my father.
Number two, I'd like a sandwich for lunch.
I'd like a sandwich for lunch.
Number three, there is too much rain in this month.
There is too much rain in this month.
Number four, he usually sleeps 8 hours a day.
He usually sleeps 8 hours a day.
Number five, I got a new pen on my birthday.
I got a new pen on my birthday.
Number 二节，听句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语，每个句子听两遍。
Number six, how's your summer vacation going?
How's your summer vacation going?
Number seven, help yourself to some fruit.
Help yourself to some fruit.
Number eight. Could you help me with this math problem?
Could you help me with this math problem?
Number nine.How do you like Lijiang in Yunnan?
How do you like Lijiang in Yunnan?
Number 10. What will you do if it rains tomorrow?
What will you do if it rains tomorrow?
第三节，听对话，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出能回答问题的正确选项，每段对话听两遍。听第一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
Steve, I called you at 9 o'clock last night, butYou didn't answer. What were you doing?
Sorry, Tara. I was ill and I went to bed early.
Oh, what's the matter?
I got a fever and had a bad headache.
Did you go to see a doctor?
Yes, I saw a doctor this morning, and I'm much better now. So, why did you call me last night?
Do you remember the book report?The teacher said that we had to finish it by Friday.
Oh, I almost forgot it. Thanks for telling me.
You're welcome. Steve, I called you at 9 o'clock last night, but you didn't answer. What were you doing?
Sorry, Tara. I was ill and I went to bed early.
Oh, what's the matter?
I got a fever and had a bad headache.
Did you go to see a doctor?
Yes, I saw a doctor this morning, and I'm much better now. So, why did you call me last night?
Do you remember the book report? The teacher said that we had to finish it by Friday.
Oh, I almost forgot it. Thanks for telling me.
You're welcome.
Hey, Cindy, you look really sad.
Yes, I feel terrible.
What's wrong? Tell me about it. Maybe I can help you.
Well, I needed some new shoes for an important party, and I asked my sister if I could borrow her new ones.
Did she agree?
No, that is the problem. She refused to let me wear them because they are expensive, and she saved a lot of money to buy them for her birthday party. But I took them when she was out. I just noticed that one of the shoes is broken.
Can you ask someone to fix it?
No, I don't think anyone can do that.
Then you must tell her the truth. You know, honesty is the best policy.
You are right. I'll do as you say.
Hey, Cindy, you look really sad.
Yes, I feel terrible.
What's wrong? Tell me about it. Maybe I can help you.
Well, I needed some new shoes for an important party, and I asked my sister if I could borrow her new ones.
Did she agree?
No, that is the problem. She refused to let me wear them because they are expensive, and she saved a lot of money to buy them for her birthday party. But I took them when she was out. I just noticed that one of the shoes is broken.
Can you ask someone to fix it?
No, I don't think anyone can do that.
Then you must tell her the truth. You know, honesty is the best policy.
You are right. I'll do as you say.
第四节，听短文，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出能完成下列信息表格的正确选项。短文听两遍。
A man had four sons. He hoped that his sons could learn not to judge other people too quickly. So he asked his sons to watch an apple tree during different seasons. The first son set out in winter, the second in spring, the third in summer, and the youngest in autumn. When they all returned home, he called them together and asked what they saw. The first son said the tree was ugly and had nothing on it. The second son said the tree was covered with small green leaves and full of hope. The third son disagreed, saying that the tree was full of flowers and they looked beautiful. The last son disagreed with all of them and said there were lots of fruit on it and the tree was full of life. The man told his four sons that they were all correct. But because each of them only saw the apple tree in one season, they had very different opinions. He also told his sons not to judge a person too quickly. You can understand a person well only after you learn a lot about him.
A man had four sons. He hoped that his sons could learn not to judge other people too quickly. So he asked his sons to watch an apple tree during different seasons. The first son set out in winter, the second in spring, the third in summer, and the youngest in autumn. When they all returned home, he called them together and asked what they saw. The first son said the tree was ugly and had nothing on it. The second son said the tree was covered with small green leaves and full of hope. The third son disagreed, saying that the tree was full of flowers and they looked beautiful. The last son disagreed with all of them and said there were lots of fruit on it and the tree was full of life. The man told his four sons that they were all correct. But because each of them only saw the apple tree in one season, they had very different opinions. He also told his sons not to judge a person too quickly. You can understand a person well only after you learn a lot about him.